Jai Baba, Chapter 50. One day, a group of people came to visit Baba and somebody brought a goat along. The poor goat was visibly at the gates of death. It was weak, barely had any life in his eyes, and it was apparent that it was a matter of a short time that it would die. Baba observed the goat for a while and then turned to Bade Baba. "Release him of his suffering. Kill the goat in one clean cut," Baba said. As I mentioned earlier, for some reason, Baba had deep love for Bade Baba. The latter always sat at the right side of Baba. Baba would smoke the chillum only after Bade Baba had taken the first drag from it. Baba would not eat food until Bade Baba commenced eating his, and they shared the same plate. If the latter was not around, Baba would wait till Bade Baba arrived and only then he would eat the food. Bade Baba would be seated below the steps of Masjid Ai in the courtyard. Baba had often told those around him that Bade Baba was a guest, his guest. When Baba sat down to eat with everybody, first all assembled. Then they would form two rows and Baba would be seated in the center. Bade Baba during meals would be seated to the left of Baba. It was only after the plates had been kept before those who were eating food and the food had been laid down on the plates that Baba would call out to Bade Baba, and the latter would then climb up the stairs and, like a guest of honor, sit next to Baba. Nobody could comprehend why Baba gave this man so much love, respect and attention. Why Baba tolerated the man's tantrums and often impolite behavior was a mystery to one and all. Baba would give Bade Baba the then astronomical sum of 50 rupees every day. It was a king's ransom in those days. Thus, when Baba told Bade Baba to kill the goat, everybody was certain that he would do so with no questions asked. Bade Baba looked at the goat and then turned towards Baba. "I cannot kill this goat for no reason." Baba then turned towards Shama. "Shamya, go, get a knife and kill this goat." Shama nodded and walked towards Radha Krishna Mai's house to get the knife. But he did not return, as he too did not want to kill the old goat. After waiting for a while, Baba turned towards Kaka Dikshit. "Kaka, go, get a knife and release this goat of his suffering." Many people gasped. Kaka was a pure vegetarian. How could Baba expect Kaka, the poor man who did not hurt a fly, to go about killing a goat by cutting its throat in cold blood? Kaka nodded and left. After a while, he returned with a knife. All those who were present were shocked. There was no way that Kaka could execute the old, frail, innocent goat. Yes, everybody had understood that this was Baba's way of testing those around him. Bade Baba had not only failed but refused. Shama could not refuse Baba, thus had not returned. Now it was Kaka's turn to be tested through fire. Kaka was going through his own dilemma. How could he commit such a heinous crime by killing an innocent old animal that was virtually at death's door? On one hand, Baba kept insisting that God resided in all beings, and on the other, it was him, Dikshit's lord and master, ordering him to kill the poor thing. Dikshit wondered what chopping an old goat's neck would do to his reputation. What would people think of him if he killed the animal? He was known to be a kind-hearted man who could not hurt anybody. Kaka looked at Baba and knew that the only duty, the only dharma, the only thing that truly mattered to him was to obey Baba. Nothing else mattered. Whether it was right or wrong did not matter. What mattered was that Baba had told him to do something, and all he knew was that come what may, he would obey his master. Whether it was disapproved of by the very heavens above or the world below, it was of no consequence, as what truly mattered was to obey his Lord and Master. We must understand that Kaka had taken a vow of non-violence, and since he was a child, he had never indulged in violence. Yet here he stood with a knife in his hand and looked at Baba. Baba, tell me when. People gasped. Bade Baba, a hearty non-vegetarian and a Muslim, had refused to obey Baba. And then here was this meek Kaka about to bring the knife down on the poor goat. Baba stared at the goat, then he looked at Kaka. Kaka, what are you waiting for? Kill the goat now. Kaka lifted his dhoti a little and held the knife hard and was about to strike it when he heard Baba say, oh, never mind, let it be. Don't kill the poor animal. You're a heartless man, Kaka, who is willing to kill this nearly dead goat, and you call yourself a Brahmin. Kaka dropped the knife, and with tears in his eyes, he approached Baba. Deva, the only dharma which I have is to obey you, my Sai. I don't care about what is right or wrong, what is honorable or dishonorable. All I care about is obeying you, my Lord. To obey the Guru is the most noble of all deeds. It supersedes the very heavens. For me to chant your name, remember your form in my eyes, and obey your every word is my dharma, my religion, and my reason to live. Whatever the Guru commands, whether it is right or wrong, whether it is violent or non-violent, whether it shall please the heavens or displease the gods, one should not pay attention. The only thing that truly matters is to obey the Guru implicitly. Our focus should be at the feet of the Guru. The Guru's word is our law and our only measure of what is true. In front of the Guru and his words, there are no rules and regulations, no right and wrong, no heaven and hell. We have to do as our Guru commands and place the consequences of our actions at the feet of the Guru. Deva, I am your slave. I have placed my life at your feet. Do as you wish. Baba nodded. I think I will do the needful, he said. It was then decided that the goat should be killed at another place. But by the time the goat reached that place, it died a natural death. Baba was aware of everything. All he wanted to do was test those who claimed to truly love him. Peace be to all. Baba bless us that we surrender our thoughts, words, actions at his feet and always make him happy and proud of us. Jai Sai. Jai Sai.